Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strobe with your worldwide news update. President Donald Trump discussed the war in Ukraine on Wednesday in phone calls with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino reports.
In a post on his social media platform after speaking to Putin, Trump said the two leaders had agreed that negotiations should start immediately. Russia occupies around a fifth of Ukraine and has demanded Kyiv cede more territory and be rendered permanently neutral under any peace deal. Ukraine demands Russia withdraw from captured territory and says it must receive NATO membership or equivalent security guarantees. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on Wednesday said NATO membership was unrealistic, as was recovering the territory Ukraine had lost.
Chasing this illusionary goal will only prolong the war and cause more suffering.
Speaking from Kyiv Wednesday, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said a minerals deal between Kyiv and Washington would provide Ukraine with a so-called post-war security shield.
And we believe that this is an important signal to the world, to the Russian leadership, that we stand together.
Trump has said he wants $500 billion in rare earth minerals from Ukraine. Zelensky said Kyiv would study the draft agreement presented by the U.S.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. Israel's defense minister says all hell will break loose if Hamas does not release three hostages as planned this weekend. The threat on Wednesday comes as mediators work to keep the fragile ceasefire from collapsing. The militant group has accused Israel of failing to meet its commitments under the deal and threatened to delay the next release of hostages. A Hamas official now says there are positive signals for the release. The dispute has been a major test for the fragile ceasefire, along with President Donald Trump's proposal to relocate Palestinians out of devastated Gaza. This